Isaiah 38. In those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death. Well, we said earlier that the invasion by the Assyrians happened in the 14th year of his reign, and he reigned for 29 years. So, what we're going to read now is that he gets sick, and he's going to die, but he prays, and God says, okay, have another 15 years. So, the invasion by the Assyrians and his sickness were at the same time. So that's why it says, in those days, Hezekiah was sick unto death. So you see how the Bible hangs together. If the Bible was written just by men, there would be major contradictions. There wouldn't be this beautiful dovetailing which you see all through the Bible. Now, I've studied the entire Bible, and when I finished writing my verse-by-verse commentary on the entire Bible, I just was so deeply impressed with how the entire text of the Bible hangs together. Clearly, there was one mind behind the entire book, and that mind was God's. So Isaiah the prophet came to Hezekiah and said to him, thus says Yahweh, set your house in order, for you will die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yahweh. Now we're going to read that God says, okay, fine, you will live. I'll give you 15 years. So when God says, well, put your house in order, you're going to die and not live, well, actually that changed. Because it just shows how God is open to us. He can say, right, this is the way, but we may say, no, please not. And God is willing to change. This is the power of prayer and God's sensitivity to human situations. So Hezekiah prays and he says, remember now, Yahweh, I beg you, how I've walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of Yahweh came to Isaiah, saying, go and tell Hezekiah, thus says Yahweh, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life. So, I have heard your prayer, I've seen your tears. So his tears were like his prayer. So God does read situations at times as prayer. Even if you can't quite frame the words right, God understands, and he reads your heart and your situation. So he says, I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. So you see again how the Bible confirms that the sickness and the invasion were at the same time. I'll add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. This shall be the sign to you from Yahweh that Yahweh will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will cause this shadow on the sundial, which has gone down on the sundial of Ahaz with the sun, to return backward 10 steps. So the sun returned 10 steps on the sundial on which it had gone down. So God can change everything. He could even change the shadow of the sun. He could change everything in the solar system that appears so absolutely set that you can't possibly change this or change that without jolting everything out of its place. God can do anything. This is the writing of Hezekiah when he had been sick and had recovered of his sickness. I said, in the middle of my life, I go into the gates of Sheol. That's the grave. Now, Sheol is sometimes translated hell in the old Bibles, but hell is just the grave. I'm deprived of the rest of my years. I said, I won't see Yahweh, Yah, in the land of the living. I will see man no more. My dwelling is removed and is carried away from me like a shepherd's tent. I've rolled up like a weaver my life. He will cut me off from the loom. From day even to night he will make an end of me. I waited patiently until morning. He breaks all my bones like a lion. From now until tonight he will make an end of me. So he really thinks he's at the very point of death. I'm chattering like a swallow, moaning like a dove. My eyes weaken looking upward. Lord, I am oppressed. Be my salvation. What will I say? He has both spoken to me and himself has done it. I will walk carefully all my years because of that anguished experience of my soul. Lord, men live by these things, and my spirit finds life in all of them. You restore me and cause me to live. So he's saying, oh, thank you, God. All the rest of my life I'll walk aware of what you've done for me. But as we're going to see, he doesn't keep that up. See, there's times when man comes down very small before God. Oh, please, please, please. And God hears and you think, oh, thank you, God. Oh, I'll love you for the rest of my life. But people don't. And that's so sad. We must make the promise that we will serve him. You know, Lord Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. And that's what we've got to keep up. And not just think in moments of crisis, oh, God, please help me. Oh, thanks, I'll serve you the rest of my life now. And then fall away, do nothing about it. Lord, men live by these things, and my spirit finds life in all of them. You restore me and cause me to live. For peace I had great anguish, but you have in love for my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. You have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol can't praise you, death can't celebrate you. Those who go down into the pit can't hope for your truth. The living, he shall praise you as I do this day. The Father shall make known your truth to the children. So he's saying that when you're dead, you can't praise God. So the idea that when you're dead, you go up and sit on a cloud and play a harp in praise of God, no. Nice idea, but it's not in the Bible. Even a righteous man like Hezekiah was going to be unconscious in the grave and not praising God. So he says, Yahweh will save me, therefore we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of Yahweh. So he's saying, well, seeing that we can't praise God when we're dead, I'm going to praise God now, all the days of our life. Life is the time to serve the Lord. Now Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and lay it for a poultice on the boil and he shall recover. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I will go up to the house of Yahweh? So he was given that sign because he was weak. God said, I'll restore your life. But he had said, well, what's the sign? And so asking for a sign is something that quite a few people do. Gideon, of course, comes to mind. And I don't think it's a sign of a strong faith. But all the same, God responded. Now, the tragedy is, we're going to now read in the next chapter, that he wastes this 15 years. Oh, it's so tragic, it's so sad. He gets friendly with Babylon, and then he has this son, Manasseh, who's one of the worst ever kings of Judah. Really tragic. So God has already saved our lives, whether or not we've been terminally ill or not, and we mustn't be like Hezekiah. We must learn the lesson.